Greetings from BBS Radio, where truth and news still exist in the original form. You're tuned in to The Spiritual Politician, the show that shows you where politics, government, and selfishness went wrong and how you can take action to make it right. I'm Melinda Pillsbury Foster, your host for this hour of personal revival aimed at making each of us more responsible, more cooperative, and increasingly aware of the spiritual bonds that connect us, no matter what things we find to squabble over. Now, you can call us toll-free from the U.S. to 877-876-5227. You can call us from Canada to 888-810-8322. Or you can call direct to 530-876-3222. This show is carried online, and you may also be able to get it on the air in your local area. To find out if one of those old-fashioned on-the-air stations in your area carries this show, you just contact us at bbsradio.com and we'll tell you. The website for the show can be found on the BBS Radio site and at spiritualpolitician.blogspot.com. All shows become available as soon as is humanly or even extra-humanly possible on the station archives. For information and links from this show, things that you didn't quite manage to get written down, you can go to offthegridstofreedom.blogspot.com or just email me. Lots is happening, and lots needs to happen to make freedom for all of us real. And my blog site is titled How the Neocons Stole Freedom and is conveniently located at howtheneoconsstolefreedom.blogspot.com. This week, the story just written, which is very non-political, is at melindapillsbury-foster.blogspot.com. I know, long name. That story goes into some of the personal history that brought me to this place in time. And that article is titled, Finding Beauty in the Silence, with thanks to James Dean and Arthur on this occasion. Now, this is the 29th of September, and you may not know that tomorrow is going to be the 52nd anniversary of the death of James Dean. And yesterday was the 10th anniversary of an accident that caused my son, my eldest son, to become handicapped. And so I'm going to read you just the first part of this, just because it's an anniversary and that makes it sort of special. Rob was surprised to find that James Dean was not the angst-ridden youth he'd been portraying on the screen. Rob teaches meditation, and that was the subject that brought up Jimmy in our conversation. I was around 5 when Jimmy taught me to seek my inward silence, letting all fear, sadness, uncertainty drain out as I reached into the silence behind the wind. That's what my dad had called it when he told me about finding it himself when he was 8. The auto accident in 1911 that killed his mother and father left him afraid of heights. He had been thrown from the car as it careened into a canyon while they were on their way to Santa Barbara. Jimmy had listened to the story as we sat on the lawn one afternoon. My father had told me about hearing the silence as he learned to climb the cliffs of Yosemite. Dad had learned from his father, who had been afraid of heights until he had been lost at 10,000 feet dangling on the torn girding of a balloon over San Francisco in 1909. Looking down, Arthur C., his uncle and adopted father, lost his fear, whipped away in the wind and wonder. That had helped Dad when he started climbing in Yosemite. I have a picture of Dad when he was around 9, sitting with his feet dangling in nothingness on overhanging rock. Jimmy understood. Jimmy was the person who told me that the same silence connected me to God. So for the rest of this story, you can go read the article on my personal site. But the reason that I wanted to share it with you is that sometimes the image that we have of people like James Dean, angst-ridden youth, rebel without a cause, East of Eden, isn't really what you're seeing at all. Sometimes what you're seeing is really, really much more wonderful. And now, news from the rumblings of the web. The dollar is now worth less than the euro and less than the Canadian dollar. This is shockwave time. September 28th, Bloomberg. The dollar fell to a record low against the euro before economic reports that may add to evidence the U.S. economic slowdown is deepening, suggesting the Federal Reserve may lower interest rates again this year. The dollar declined against 15 of 16 most actively traded currencies today as personal income growth is forecast to slow in August and consumer confidence to stay at a one-year low. The U.S. currency traded near an all-time low against a basket of six major peers as reduced interest rates made dollar-dominated assets less attractive to international investors. The dollar declined to a record low of 1.4190 per euro and last traded at 1.4185 at 7:33 a.m. in New York, setting a record for a seventh day from a 1.4153 yesterday. Now, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what would. But there's another piece of news, and sometimes the opposition gets caught. And even though this hasn't really made it into the news yet, that sort of happened. There was a recent attempt to change the allotment of delegates at the Republican convention by initiative in California. Now, I suspect this was aimed at Ron Paul, that real problem now confronting the neocons, especially within the Republican Party right now. The probable crew of nasties doing this, and they're working diligently to conceal their identities, are the Howie Rich Group, adjuncts to Cato. You need to read the article written by Hart Williams this week on his site, which will be up on Off the Grids to Freedom. But what Hart tells us is that they are starting to move in the way that you can normally expect the neocons to move, covertly, behind the scenes, to try to do what they can to manipulate the nominating convention for the Republican Party that will be happening next September. They're taking a look, and they're realizing that Ron Paul is not the minor candidate that they're trying to paint him. He's actually, because of his fundraising and because of the visibility, now a first-tier candidate who continues to amaze and terrify. And yesterday, Congress quietly approves billions more for the Iraq War. A vote on further funding for the war was noted yesterday by Code Pink. The no votes in the House, all cast by anti-war members, came from one Republican, Ron Paul of Texas, and 13 Democrats, Oregon's Earl Blumenauer, Missouri's William Clay, Minnesota's Keith Ellison, California's Bob Filner, Massachusetts' Barney Frank, New York's Maurice Hinchey, Ohio's Dennis Kucinich, Washington's Jim Durmont, New Jersey's Donald Payne, California's Barbara Lee, Maxine Waters, Diane Watson, and Lynn Woolsey. That means that of the 2008 presidential candidates, only Republican Paul and Democrat Kucinich voted against giving the Bush administration a dramatic, if not particularly well-publicized, infusion of new money for the war in Iraq. And that really is a war on all of us, despite the many boogeymen they have used for generations to justify their attempts to staple us to their grid of greed. Congress really is a clutch of wannabe PR agents for the corporations, jockeying for positions so that they can get a shot at occupying and profiting from a gig in the White House. Let us not forget, they deserve no respect. And now, our guest for today is an expert on several of those grids we talk about, the ones that touch us most intimately, where we are born, are ill, and when we face death. What she's going to tell you would be terrifying if there was not a solution, but there is. Keep that in mind as you listen. Dr. Rebecca Carley received her bachelor's degree in diagnostic ultrasound, attended medical school, and received the Samuel L. Kuntz Award for clinical excellence in surgery at graduation, and trained to be a general surgeon at the State University of New York at Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn. Dr. Carley also worked as an attending emergency room physician at Kings County Medical Center in Brooklyn, which is the primary training affiliate for downstate students and is the largest hospital and busiest trauma center in the United States. Dr. Carley left the practice of general surgery and allopathic medicine after really realizing that no one was actually being healed of their diseases. And she started researching alternative medicine while taking time off to start a family. After Dr. Carley's only child was brain damaged as a result of inoculations he received, Dr. Carley learned how to reverse the damage with homeopathy and other natural supplements, and subsequently realized that inoculations of disease are causing the corruption in the immune system, which leads to all autoimmune diseases and cancer. Dr. Carley has developed the Hippocratic Protocol, which has successfully reversed all autoimmune diseases, including autism and cancer, in over 2,000 clients, including pets, over the last 9 years. Her paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, is on her website at www.drcarley.com. And she has offered a $10,000 reward for any vaccine promoter to come on her internet radio show and refute the document she has authored. No one has stepped forward to do so. Surprise. Dr. Carley has been qualified in court as an expert witness in BIDS, legal abuse syndrome, vaccinology, and child abuse. Dr. Carley no longer, quote-unquote, practices medicine, but instead teaches clients nationally and internationally how to reverse their diseases using the Hippocratic Protocol she developed. She also goes into the hospital as a patient advocate for clients who are not satisfied with the care their loved ones are receiving. A lot to talk about today. Please welcome Dr. Rebecca Carley. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share my information with your audience.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, because we have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Now, we always like to start by finding out something just personal about our guests. So could you please tell us something personal about you?
Well, I will say that I come from a very poor family. For me to become a medical doctor, I believed was the greatest, you know, thing that I could have achieved in my lifetime. I have always wanted to help people since I was a little child. I have always saved critters that I would find that had been damaged in any way, and I would try to help them recover. And so when I was accepted into medical school, since obviously I had no one in my family to make any phone calls or anything, it was based on achievements that I had actually obtained myself. I thought that that was, you know, the highest accomplishment that I could have ever achieved. Mm-hmm. However, it was only when I started practicing, quote-unquote, medicine and became a surgeon and saw what was really going on in the experimental surgery and the corruption and fraud involved in scientific research, that I realized that I could not be part of this establishment. And as you discussed, what happened with my only child when he was brain damaged from inoculations, that was the gift that I received that allowed me to see the big picture in terms of what these inoculations are actually doing. And that's when I realized that the Creator had another plan for me, something that I could have never imagined, but one is to very similar to what Dr. Semmelweis went through over 100 years ago when he was persecuted for stating that doctors should wash their hands before
right.
they go into surgery after they leave the morgue. We've now reached a place where we've gone from that to where doctors realize they do have to wash their hands, but now they're saying that they have to take the germs that are on their hands and inject them into you, and that's how they're going to keep you protected from disease. Totally insane. So that's pretty much the path that I've been on. It's been very interesting. A lot of things have happened to me because of what I do, but I can tell you that I love my work. There's nothing more rewarding for me than helping people achieve wellness, and especially in the case of autistic children who are not supposed to be able to be healed. I've never had anyone who does not get better from my protocol.
Wow, that's quite a record.
Well, I always explain to people that the main things that determine how well a person is going to get is A, are they going to be willing to do what they have to do? B, how old they are? C, how long have they had the problem? And D, are they going to be willing to get off the toxic drugs?
Mm-hmm.
But no one has ever not gotten better to whatever extent. And I've had many persons that have totally reversed their problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my story basically in a nutshell. And I just want to also mention that my internet radio show is also on bbsradio.com on Thursday nights. So this is a wonderful opportunity for my listeners to learn about you and yours to learn about me.
And that's a very good thing.
Yeah.
And that was actually how we sort of met, which
mm-hmm.
is really nice too.
Yes.
Yes. And you've really confronted a lot of different things in your life and in your career. And those were all things where you were forced to look at something and make a decision, and it wasn't an easy decision to make. So you had to buck your family background, and then you had to buck the medical establishment.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the reason you did that was very spiritual. It's because you understand you have a mission that you're supposed to accomplish.
Searching for the truth.
That's right. But while you were looking at the medical establishment, it must have been pretty shocking for you to realize just how corrupt it was, because we don't usually see that. That's one of the things that, you know, isn't obvious to us usually. And a lot of people stick at that point. They have a hard time really confronting it. So what was it like for you, that moment when you realized just how corrupt? What happened?
Well, the exact moment when the light bulb really went off for me, and I will say that this was a very dark night of my soul, because, as I said, this was like the ultimate for me. I was so happy and proud to have accomplished this, you know, medical degree and becoming a surgeon and receiving awards and accolades for my work in this area. But at the institution that I went to medical school and also trained at, which, as you said, was State University of New York Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, which had as its main teaching hospital this Kings County Medical Center, which takes up an entire city block in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chairman of surgery by the name of Dr. Bernard Jaffe, who was committing research fraud. And two other surgery residents besides myself were trying to do something about this and had gone to the administration within the medical school and basically were told that it's a bad time to lose the chairman. In other words, they wanted to do nothing because it was an embarrassment for the institution and there would be ramifications in terms of future grant money and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I went to the press, and the New York Newsday actually did an entire story about this man over a whole summer, and eventually he was forced out of the institution, but he ended up getting the chairmanship of research at Tulane University after
he committed
research fraud. And this is when I realized that there's something going on where there's some people in the field of medicine, and now I realize that these people are everywhere. They're in the judiciary, they're in Child Protective Services, they're in Congress, but there are people that are doing the wrong thing and getting rewarded for it. And
mm-hmm.
that's what started me on this path to discover what's going on here. So that
mm-hmm.
was the moment of truth when I realized I could not be affiliated with this specialty officially, and that's when I started to seek out alternative therapies at the same time that my son was starting to having a lot of problems because of his inoculation.
Mm-hmm. So it all sort of all came together for you in a fairly short period of time, and you saw what had been going on.
Yes.
And some people, when they've gone through this process, have been threatened.
Yes.
Physically. Did that happen to you?
Well, they took away my only child. Of course, my ex-husband wanted me to be a wealthy surgeon. I make about one-tenth of what I made as a surgeon now. We ended up in divorce court, and as it turns out, just by coincidence, ha-ha, the judge in my divorce case was brothers with the New York State Senator Dean Skelos, who writes all the vaccine legislation because of all the pharma cartel money that he sticks in his back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually told, off the record, of course, that if I don't stop doing my work, I will never see my son again. My response was, I will not make a deal with the devil. But they did keep their word. I have not seen or spoken to my son, who is now 11 years old, in over 4 years. But, of course, I realized that I could not make a deal with these people. Even if I had done what they wanted, they would have never let my son come to me and escape from his abuser. So I had to do what I had to do, because this is about the health of humanity. What these inoculations are actually doing is causing changes in our very DNA. This mm-hmm. could possibly lead to the extinction of humanity. So that was a very difficult time for me. They've made attempts on my life. They took away my medical license in 2003. This was actually pretty funny. I've never had a single complaint against any client that I've ever helped, even when I was a surgeon. So they couldn't go after me on that basis. What they did was they claimed that I have a delusion of conspiracy because of a television show I had on public access in Long Island at that time, also called What's Ailing America. And so I went through 1 year of medical board hearings, and even though I had 10 psychiatrists and psychologists who all evaluated me and found that my mental health is just fine, they found one prostitute, a foreign medical graduate by the name of Zev Labens, who concurred that, yes, I have a delusion of conspiracy, and it's so dangerous that I would have to undergo electroshock therapy, drugging, or institutionalization to keep my license to kill. So what I responded to them is that I will not bother to do these things, which will give me a chemical lobotomy. Rather, I will be a teacher now. And as luck would have it, I actually found out later on down the line that this same medical board that claimed that I have a delusion of conspiracy for speaking on television about the fact that child abuse is covering up actually was covering up child abuse themselves. There was a pediatric neurologist in upstate New York who had sexually abused over 100 autistic children. The medical board had been told that this was happening, and they did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So in late 2003, the New York State Legislature was forced, because of public outcry on this one particular case, to pass a law that the New York State Medical Board must report criminal doctors. And when you think about the insanity of that, that a law would have to be passed to force them to report doctors that are sexually abusing children.
Well, it certainly does tell you what they're about, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Very clear. We don't need to, you know, you certainly don't need to talk any more about that.
Yes.
Because we know that they're completely, that they've taken the whole court system and converted that as well to a profit center for themselves.
Yes.
And they wrote, what they were really doing was simply using that as a way to try to bring you under control and silence
right.
you.
But as I said, it's funny how it all works out, and I now realize, although I have an attorney who's offered pro bono to bring a federal lawsuit against these minions on my behalf, I'm not even bothering to do that now, because that would be a major distraction for me, because what I'm trying to show to other doctors who do have a conscience, who are still in fear because of the knowing that they will come after you if you, you know, heal anyone, is that a license is a limitation. Physicians are supposed to be teachers, and our job is supposed to be to teach people what to do to get healthy and stay healthy. You don't need a license to do that. As a matter of fact, if you have a license, you are forced to tell them to do things like inoculate themselves with disease. So I am a living example of the power of doing the right thing and standing up for the truth, and it's very funny how it's all working out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very powerful. I mean, that's the sort of thing that they can't refute, because it's so vivid and right in your face. So it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, but it must have been simply horrific to lose your child.
Well, that was the ultimate dark night of the soul. And as a matter of fact, I can remember very distinctly, because my son was terribly abused, and I won't go into details about it because it's really ugly, but let's just say that they took my son away from me because I documented photographically the abuse that he suffered at the hand of his biological father, who is now in custody of this child, and they called it pornography. Now, as a medical doctor, it was my job to document sexual abuse of children. And so the whole thing was a scam to begin with. But when they took away my son on that basis and put him in foster care where he remained for a year and a half, I had no idea where he was. He was only 3 years old. And there was no child that was ever more wanted than my little Joey. And I can remember being on my face in my bathroom, you know, crying out to God and asking the question, why did this happen to me? I've always tried to do the right thing. You know, I've tried to follow, you know, teachings of Christ, you know, do unto others and all of that. How could this be? And the answer came very clearly to me, and the answer was that this is how evil is, and you are going to be one of those who are going to shine a light on it. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go through all of this, the medical atrocities, witnessing them and experiencing them, because I also had many things happen to me as I was growing up and different treatments, quote-unquote, that I went through, seeing what's really going on with the courts, seeing what's really going on with Child Protective Services, that is not protecting children but taking them away from good homes because of, quote-unquote, medical neglect or dental neglect, for refusing to be fluoridated or vaccinated, and giving them to abusers, and all of these things that are going on. And to understand, and this is a very important point I want to make to the listeners, you see, I don't believe anything I'm telling you. I know it. And
absolutely,
there's a big difference between believing and knowing. There's a lie in the middle of the word belief. And I have documentation, not only personally, but since I started on this path many years ago, as you start asking God to open up certain doors, well, those doors open up faster than you could even imagine. And this is why our message is so powerful, because I know that you're interviewing many people such as myself who are doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
And once we shine a light on these roaches, they're going to have no place to hide. You cannot fight evil with evil. What you need to do is shine a light on it. You can't love evil, because evil is pretty evil, but you must shine a light on the evil, and once you do, once you shine a light in the darkness, it's really amazing what happens.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And we need that. I mean, there's just a spiritual revolution going on in all of this, too.
Oh, yes.
And that's a matter of an individual confrontation with what you see and being willing to stand up and say it, just like you've done.
Yes. We are in a spiritual war. Ultimately, this is a spiritual war. And I'm not talking about, you know, the neocon war where they're saying the Muslims are trying to bring about Armageddon or whatever. This is a spiritual war on a much higher dimension, because the entire war is a fraud, and we could speak for days about that. But what people have to realize is that we are all one. We are all part of a gigantic consciousness, and we must do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We must care about our fellow man, about our animals, our earth, our environment. We must care about all of it. We must live in a sacred way.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't do that, we are going to have a problem. And actually, the religions are one of the major problems now, because, of course, the religions have been corrupted as well. And you have, you know, churches having prayer vigils for George Bush and all kinds of crazy things going on. So it's very difficult to reach the people with the truth, because they have all of these beliefs. I mean, even medicine, it's almost like medicine
is a religion.
A religion.
Yeah, religion, and medicine has become a religion.
Yes.
They have to make it, they have to elevate it and make it inaccessible to the people. That's how you install any grid system.
Yes.
They've done the same thing with alternative energy. They've done the same thing with economics. They don't want us to understand it. And so many of these things happened in exactly the same year. It was 1913.
Mm-hmm.
That was when they gave the AMA a medical lock, a monopoly on the practice of medicine in the United States. They established the Fed. They started the IRS.
Yeah.
It all happened, and it was all very intentional.
And then they brought about the 1918 flu pandemic, and it's really amazing. In regards to the medical aspect, I would encourage your listeners to get a very important book called The Medical Mafia by Dr. Guylaine Ling Tote, G-U-Y-L-A-I-N-E. L-A-N-C-T-O-T, a Canadian physician who has researched the entire history as you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we didn't learn about any of this in medical school, but once you realize that, you know, of course, the Rockefellers have been highly involved in all of these different areas. They are one of the ruling elite families in control of our world. And you have to learn about these things to understand how did we get in this hole that we're now in.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you realize that everything is being done on purpose and you learn that there are natural things out there, there's so many people like me, I'm doing my thing in the world of healing, but there's people out there that have technology to clean up the environment, to do all kinds of things, and this is all being suppressed because of the powers that be, not wanting people to know about what's going on, but also because then they lose their power and their control.
That's right.
And that's the good news, is that all of these things can be dealt with, and so the hope is tremendous. And that's why I encourage people to not be in fear. Do not hide your head in the sand as an ostrich and say, well, this is too ugly, I don't want to know about this. The message is one of healing and hope, to know that all of these things can be dealt with. And in terms of the Church of Modern Day Medicine, of course, the vaccination is the baptismal rite. 13 vaccines now have aborted fetuses, so this is a direct spiritual assault. And I've been trying for 10 years to find a pastor or priest or rabbi who would discuss with me the inoculations as a spiritual assault. I finally found a pastor who was a guest on my show on BBS Radio about a month and a half ago. But the fact that this was such a difficult thing proved to me that they are all in cahoots. As a matter of fact, all these major religions have joined together to create vaccine bonds, a $1 billion vaccine bond. They're all involved in this global depopulation agenda. They're killing us softly, folks. They're not doing it outright, except for in the cases of war. But they're causing all of these diseases and suffering in order to decrease the population. And once you realize, while you're fighting for your right to get your Medicare, you know, trust fund and get all your prescriptions, while we're watching Michael Moore in his sicko movie talking about how the people aren't getting their insurance companies to fund their stem cell transplants and all this other garbage, this is all disinformation. There's natural cures for everything, and it does not cost you $500,000. And then, of course, you have to ask your question, well, why did you get your autoimmune disease or cancer in the first place? Because of inoculations. And one of my biggest light bulb moments, and so sad for me, is to realize that the best thing you can do in order to get well and stay well is to stop going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
How sad is that?
That must have been a very sad moment for you.
That hurt, yes.
Yes. And let's get into this a little bit. Because we've talked about the fact that this is what they do. What they want to do is lock us into a grid, and the bottom line on each one of those grids is a profit that they get to turn, because what they're doing is taking our lives and converting some part of it into money in their pocket. And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Now, how they do that with us through the medical is that they actually create diseases that they can then not cure, so that eventually we die.
Yes. Yeah.
And that really is it, sort of in a nutshell.
But what they see, it's really amazing, because once my eyes were open and I actually started to look back on all my medical notes and everything, I've saved everything since I went to medical school, and now I know why, is what they do is manage disease. They don't claim to cure anything. But it's not just that. There's another whole level, and this is why I'm so happy to get this information out on your very important show as to the medical aspect, because it's also the mental and psychiatric aspect. If your brain does not work, if you cannot critically think and evaluate and logically, you know, look at what's going on in the world, how can you possibly wake up and see what's going on? So the medical aspect to this is very important. Between the psychiatric drugs that they're giving, which actually cause a chemical lobotomy, the fluoridation of the water, fluoride is also a constituent of Prozac, one of the psychiatric drugs. They're doing all of these different things to interfere with your ability to think clearly. And
mm-hmm.
that is why it is so important for people to detoxify themselves and learn about natural ways to heal, so that their brains can work again.
Mm-hmm. And when our brains can work, then, of course, what we can do is take it back.
Yeah.
Which is what they don't want to have happen.
I know.
And, you know, I have had this discussion with people on, you know, this and other subjects, and one of the things they'll say was, well, how can they make any money out of this if we can't work? But they're not looking at each of us that way. They're looking at it as a process so that they get money out here, you know, in the earlier part of your life, and then they take a look at how productive you're going to be after you retire, and they're very happy to trade the last few years of that productivity so that they aren't going to have to support you for the next maybe 40 years when you're simply, in their from their viewpoint, consuming.
Right. Well, once you become a useless eater, you can pretty much forget it if you're in the system. As a matter of fact, my being a patient advocate in the hospitals has been one of the darkest parts of this whole thing. There was a case I had in Long Island where it was obvious that the doctors were murdering this man in a nursing home. And the reason was because his estate had run out. If people are not aware, the way it works when you go into a nursing home is they take a snapshot of your financials. They use up every dime that you have. As a matter of fact, they can go back years and find any gifts that you may have given grandchildren for college or whatever, and they'll make those people pay that money back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Once it's gone, then you go on Medicare. And once you're on Medicare, of course, because the Medicare Trust Fund does not exist, and this was the whole basis of Ross Perot's presidential campaign many years ago, which mm-hmm. is one reason they had to squash him, Congress stole that money years ago. So since there is no fund, once you go on the Medicare dole, they have to get rid of you. And I am convinced that there must be some kind of a red flag that they put on your chart once your estate has been basically ransacked. And because, of course, the nursing homes do not make as much money off the people that are on Medicare as they do off the people that are, quote-unquote, private players. Mm-hmm. And this case I had in Long Island, I actually reported a homicide in progress to the Suffolk County District Attorney, Thomas Spoda. I had proof that they had given this man a mismatched blood transfusion on purpose. He went into the hospital for a, quote-unquote, mild case of pneumonia, ended up in the cardiac care unit on artificial resuscitation. They tried to get the family to sign a do not resuscitate order. And once I evaluated the chart and found out what had really happened, I reported this as a homicide in progress. They waited until the man was dead before they called me back, and the detective who called me back, and I recorded my conversation with him, and this is one of the CDs I send out my clients. I call it What's Ailing America, The Doctors of Death. This detective actually told me that the same hospital, Brookhaven Hospital in Long Island, had killed his own mother, but there was nothing he could do. And he wished me good luck.
Oh, my God.
And this was another moment because, you see, he didn't say they committed medical malpractice. He said they killed his mother. So you talk about selling your soul for cash. Not only is this man taking an oath to protect and serve, but he knows that his own mother was killed, and he knows who did it, and he has to allow them to do it because, you see, that's the way it is. We got to get rid of these elderly people. What do you think happened with Terri Schiavo? That, as far as I was concerned, that was a moment when they were basically like gauging the consciousness of the American people.
You can see that going on, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once in a while, they will let something like that happen, and they will say, okay, let's see what the people do. Well, yes, a few people went down to there to protest, and there was a couple of people that had a certain amount of righteous indignation. But as a rule, people did nothing. Even the churches backed this up. They let this woman be murdered, not to mention the fact that when you really investigate the case, her husband had beaten her up. He was guilty of attempted murder. That's the reason he did not allow her to undergo any kind of rehabilitation, because if she'd come out of this, she would have pointed the finger at him. And so this is the extent to which they would go to cover this up and to take this woman out. And that is why that case is so important, because the people did nothing. And talk about torture. I mean, Dr. Kevorkian was another one. They put him out as a, you know, another test, they'll say, well, we'll have this doctor who's, you know, terminating the lives of people that have, quote-unquote, terminal diseases, although they could all be reversed with natural therapies. But these people wanted to die, and here's a man who basically took them out at least somewhat humanely, like when you take your dog to the veterinarian, and he puts them to sleep. But they put this man in jail. Well, I can tell you, folks, that what they're doing to the old people now in the nursing homes and the hospitals is absolute torture. It rivals what Dr. Mengele was doing in Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they do nothing to these doctors because that's what they want them to do.
Okay. And that's really horrifying. Let's get in for a moment into what you can do to help people, your protocol.
Yes.
That makes them no longer vulnerable to this. Because I think that the people should be pretty scared.
Okay, I don't mean to scare people.
No, and that's why I want us to do a little not scaring now.
Okay, yes, let's do the good news. Well, this was a divine inspiration, and actually the protocol that I developed has morphed over the last 10 years to include many different things. If you go to my website, drcarley.com, and look at the diagrams that are on there, the first diagram, the big picture, is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. And I just have to go over that quickly because what I realize is that you go from wellness to disease based on a number of assaults on your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And these include, you know, emotional assaults and spiritual assaults, and everything has to be considered. And once you reach critical mass, once your body can no longer handle the load that's been given it, that's when you develop a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your body telling you you have a problem, you have to address it. Now, unfortunately, most people go to the white coats and get a drug, and then the drugs cause side effect, and then they continue to spiral downward until they're dead. The big picture of my protocol is the last diagram, and what that is because let me just state that everybody has to be dealt with on an individual basis. I take a very detailed history from people. I inquire of them as to the stress in their life, relationship stress, work-related stress, childhood stress, et cetera, et cetera, the toxins that they've been exposed to, vaccinations, pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, antibiotics, all these different things that they may know about, chemical-related, work-related exposures to toxins. And so once I get that history, I develop an individual protocol for that person or pet to detoxify them. I use homeopathic nosodes that can detoxify anything, including radiation, chemo, all these things. Alkalinization is key. If your body is alkalinized, and what I teach people is to try to get their body alkalinized to the point where their urine pH is at least 7 on a consistent basis, no cancer can survive in an alkaline environment.
Their actual tests that they can do and things that they can do at home, which must be tremendously empowering.
Very easy. You get pH paper, which you can get from many different sources, and you take it, you know, in the morning and the evening. You hold it under your urine stream, or women sometimes prefer to, like, pee into a Dixie cup. You just dunk the pH paper into the cup, and you see what your pH status is. And, of course, in medical school, we were told that acidity is a problem, but only with septic shock, which is where you're infected, if you're in diabetic ketoacidosis, or if you've had massive trauma. That is the only time that they teach medical doctors that you have to deal with acidity. As it turns out, acidity is important for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So making your body alkaline, and you can do this by many techniques, alkaline diet, which involves a lot of green vegetables. There's supplements that you can take, like coral calcium. There's lots of green drinks you can take. So there's many ways to get your body alkaline, but that is a very important part of the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I teach people how to uncorrupt their immune system, and let me just mention quickly, what happens when you inject yourself with viruses, and this is all explained in the paper on my website entitled Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction,
mm-hmm.
which no one has refuted in all the years it's been up there, is that you're bypassing something called secretory IgA. And I don't want to get too technical, but that is an antibody which is critical, which the Creator gave us, which lives in the upper respiratory and GI tract. when a pathogen, be it a virus, a bacteria, or whatever, is exposed to that, when you're sneezed on or coughed on, you breathe it in, little baby sticks their dirty fingers in their mouth, the pathogen encounters the secretory IgA. That activates a cascade of natural things that happen, which lead your body to be immune for life.
Mm-hmm.
When you inoculate somebody with disease, and this can be done with a pediatrician's syringe, with a tick, with a mosquito. As a matter of fact, I often tell people, ask your white coat, how come it's bad for mosquitoes to sting us? You know, you're telling us to get rid of that standing water. But if you take those same viruses and stick it in a syringe and call it a vaccine, that it's a good thing.
Well, that's because they can't get paid for the mosquito.
Well, let me tell you, that sends them straight to the bathroom, okay? Because that gets to the whole point of what I'm saying. Because once you inject it directly into the bloodstream, you're bypassing the secretory IgA. What happens is you corrupt the immune system when that happens. And especially when you add the adjuvants in vaccines, which are things like squalene used on the soldiers and aluminum, which also causes Alzheimer's disease. When you put those things into the vaccine, what it does is it makes the B cells that create antibody go into overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
The two arms of the immune system cannot work in overdrive at the same time. So the B cells are making antibody, making antibody, making antibody. The T cells, which are the little Pac-Man cells that are supposed to go after the bacteria, viruses, and cancer cells, are put to sleep. So what happens is the way that the autoimmune diseases are created is that in most cases, and there's actually a rabies vaccine insert on my website where it admits that the tissue cultures used to make the rabies vaccine cause autoimmune disease. Because what people have to realize is that the tissue they're using to culture the viruses cannot be separated from the viruses. So they're injecting you with aborted babies, monkey kidneys, all these different things. And if you get injected with an aborted baby's nervous tissue, you will develop antibodies against nervous tissue.
Now, that's something most people certainly don't know.
No, they don't.
If they knew what was in it, they would be horrified.
And we're teaching them that, and that's how the word's going to get out. Yes, it is. And this is one of my biggest problems, as I said, with the religions that know that there's aborted fetuses being used as tissue culture, and they do nothing. But this is a very important concept for people to realize, because this is what causes all autoimmune diseases. Realize how huge this is. We're talking all of the neurological vaccine-induced diseases, autism, learning disabilities, Parkinson's, Guillain-Barré, Lou Gehrig's disease, Tourette's syndrome. I could go on and on and on. Multiple sclerosis. Asthma is if you have antibodies against your lung. Diabetes is if you have antibodies against your pancreas. Lupus is if you have antibodies against your own DNA. Thyroid problems is when you have antibodies against your thyroid tissue, and the list goes on and on. So what happens is they're making you create antibodies against your own body. Those antibodies continue to be produced because when the viruses are injected into you and you bypass the secretory IgA and the T cells are turned off, there's no way to get rid of those viruses. They stay in you for years and years. And as a matter of fact, if your listeners read my response to the CDC, I actually went into my medical books, and there is one quotation from a 1970s version of Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, which is the Bible by which medical students all over the world learn internal medicine. They actually state that inoculations do not produce immunity. They give you a chronic state of the disease.
Mm-hmm. Which they consider to be that better state than perhaps to actually come down with the disease.
No, that's not what it is. What they're doing,
that's not
and
the
I've realized this over the years, they're telling you the truth because they probably knew that someday Dr. Carly was going to read that after she got some sleep. So you see, they have to tell you the truth, but it's buried amongst the lies. This book is over, I think it's 3,000 pages.
Uh-huh.
So medical students that are sleep-deprived and nutritionally deprived that read that book, they're not going to, you know, get it. And most medical students sell their books, and so they never dreamed that anybody would find that. They're serving you with notice and grace. They're telling you what they're doing so that if you ever come back and realize that, they can say, well, we told you that.
This is really, really scary, of course. But do you have some other things you're doing so that we can get, because you're only one person, and there are other people out there doing this sort of thing, but you have a solution to help people learn so that they can teach other people.
Yes.
So could you tell us about that?
Sure. Just to finish up on my protocol, so by detoxing the vaccines and using natural supplements to repair the damage to the immune system corruption, the immune system can work again. And I teach people about natural supplements that can repair the damage. Colloidal silver, which everyone should have because it kills 650 bacteria and viruses, including AIDS, etc. So in developing this protocol, the unfortunate thing is because it has to be done on an individual basis, I can't write a book and say, do this, because everybody is different. So what I'm doing is developing a course. I have over 100 people all over the globe who want to learn my protocol, my Hippocrates protocol, and I'm now developing a course to teach others how to do what I do. I'm going to teach them and certify them, and it's going to be out there to heal people and pets, and that is going to be my ultimate goal, is to teach others, because there's so many people suffering, I cannot do it alone.
Amen.
So that's what I'm working on now.
And even though that they're still planning on ways to kill us off, being on your protocol will help your body, you know, react appropriately and throw off the disease.
Yes. Well, see, what I explain to people, and this is very important for you to realize, first of all, you have to get in tune with your divine nature, and you have to get your spiritual life healthy, folks, because there is protection. And you can say prayers before you eat food that may be poisoned or whatever, and you can ask God, or whatever you call God, the source, the creator, I don't care, to make this food healthy no matter what's been done to it. There's all kinds of things that you can do. But very importantly, on the physical level, you need to detoxify yourself of as many things as possible, because then you're giving yourself leeway. It's almost like, you know, there's a critical mass at which point you will be poisoned. If you remove a lot of that stuff, then you have a lot more room to play with. It's like a teeter-totter situation. So the more bad things you can take out of you, not to mention the fact that the other thing I do is teach my clients what not to do. Listen to my archive of my interview with Dr. Betty Martini about aspartame, one of the most toxic poisons that's ever been approved by the FDA, the Fatal Drugs Allowed organization. So it's also a matter of learning what not to do, how to detoxify yourself of the bad things that are already in you, and all kinds of other things. There's Tesla technology. There's the machines you can get. The Rife machine is a very good example.
One of the things we need to do is we need to make sure that people have access to all of the different ways that they can do it, and you're going to train people so that they can do it for others, which is fantastic.
And my ultimate goal is to build a center which can be franchised and go everywhere, which will put the medical mafia out of business, of building places where lots of people, because, see, we need lots of help. We need acupuncturists. We need chiropractors. We need Reiki masters. We need energy healers of all levels, and people like myself that know about detoxification to go under one roof and let people come in and develop individual protocols for each of them, and you watch and see what happens. Medical mafia will be put out of business. And how much will this cost? A drop in the bucket.
Amen.
Compared to what they're doing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carley, for being with us today and sharing this and telling us about it. And you're doing such work. I mean, you're saving lives.
Well, thank you for
And you're saving souls, too.
And you're helping to get the word out, and the light workers are coming together big time. Sending you a big hug, and thank you for this opportunity.
And hugs to you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Okay.
God bless. And that's our show for today, Friday, September 28, 2007. All we need is the truth. Without that, we can't prepare to meet what's coming, survive, and build a new and better world for all of us. That's a constant message that says to each of us, I love you. We're connected, one in the sacred. When you're frightened, remember that. You're never really alone. On this show, as we do with all our shows, we end by reading the section of the Declaration of Independence that is America's mission statement. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evidences the design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. This is Melinda Pillsbury Foster coming to you from BBS Radio. God bless the journey that brings us to freedom, and may God be with you every step of the way. Good night.